الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم، قالوا طائركم معكم، أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا عدوى ولا طيرة ولا هامة ولا صفر، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. There are so many things that we know, that we see, we pass by, but how many times the reality of it doesn't strike us. When Allah wishes, then we come to know. Like, for example, two great virtues of Durood Sharif, which we know, we talk about, but it didn't register. One of them is that it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that when a person reads Durood Sharif, then the Malaika present it to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, together with the name who sent it, and his father's name also. So what a great honor. Just think, we just sent Durood Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and there our name is taken in the court of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yeah, if any people, just friends outside the masjid, somebody, anywhere, they talk about us and talk a good way about us, how happy we feel. Yeah, our name is taken in the court of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What more do we want than that? And the other thing, our father's name is taken. So every time we read Durood, and in the court of, and whose name is taken there, what doubt is in the for goodness of that person, his acceptance, his sins being forgiven, he's being looked upon with great respect, honor, love, dignity, that your name is taken in the court of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So easy for us, all of us, that our names can be taken. As much as we read Durood, so many times our names are taken in the court, in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and our father's name also. I tried very much, I asked a few friends also, if there is some riwayat where it doesn't only say the father, but the parents, then our mother and father. But anyway, about the father, they are the riwayat, that your father's name is also taken. So what a great thing. The other is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, and it was the practice of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also, that if anyone gives you a gift, a present, then give something in return, and give something better in return. And Nabi Alaihi Salatu Wasalam used to do that. So when we send Durood Sharif, it's a gift to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Alaihi Salatu Wasalam in turn is going to give us a gift. So how many durus we read, so many gifts we're getting from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yeah, anyone give us a gift, we feel happy. Our hearts get attached to that person. So that is another thing which just dawned on me now. For us to get ourselves attached to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just send the gifts, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sending gift for you. So you get attached to, you feel happy. Anyone who gives you a gift, you feel happy. This person gave me a gift, mashallah. So a gift from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what a good gift it will be. Hey, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should always give something better. And this is a gift of salawat. One is you give the gift. One time, Qari Abdul Hamid Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was the Imam of Kirk Street Masjid, one of the responsible brothers of Jamaat work. He made Qurbani for Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, Mona Zakaria Sahib, his Sheikh. And he informed Hazrat. Hazrat replied and said, this has made me very happy. If he had sent for me some chocolates, some clothing, any other present, also I should be happy. But I should eat it, I should wear it, it should be finished. But this gift you sent for me is forever and ever for me in Jannah. I will enjoy it and wear Qurbani, Allahu Akbar. Today, people have just got a flair for smart, fleshy cars. The real fleshy cars we require is overpull sirat. And that will be our Qurbani. There are different explanations the ulama give that how much Qurbani we make, what kind of a vehicle transport we will get over. Or that from point to point, every time another vehicle, and top vehicles according to the Qurbani that we make. So anyway, so we get a gift from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and not a material gift, but a spiritual gift. So a spiritual gift, and from Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. So Allah give us tawfiq. This should be enough to make us read, just to have durood on our tongues all the time. Allah give us tawfiq. Together with that, think for ourselves, today the day of Jumu'ah has passed, which is the day of durood sharif. How many duroods did I read? Did I read even one durood? It must not happen that there are amongst us who didn't even read one durood today on a Friday. Minimum we should have read on a every day we should read 100 durood, and on Friday increase it to 300. That is, ulama have written big amount is 300. And if we do it 313 times, the number of the Sahaba who took part in the Battle of Badr, then what to say? So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif, the ayat I have recited, and the hadith has to deal with the month of Safar. Today is the 27th, has started now, of Muharram. So today is, tomorrow is Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday will be, Monday will be 29. And most, perhaps this month will be a month of 29. So on Tuesday will the month of Safar will start, or whenever it is. So there are great instructions for this month of Safar also that we should try and observe. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says that this certain town, there was a city, it appears, a big city, where Allah had sent the Rasuls to go and call the people towards righteousness. Either it was the Rasuls themselves, or their Khulafa, their people after them, they went, whoever it was, and they invited them. And there the people, they had fallen into great sin, disobedience of Allah, totally unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's system is that when that happens, then Allah Ta'ala sends first small punishments, which are really reminders. They are not really punishments. Like a mother or a father, little child did something wrong, give it one slap on the face, make tawbah. So that smack is not as a punishment. It's to let the child make tawbah. If the child makes tawbah, mashallah, mother will give what and what to the child now. So this droughts that come, famine that comes, floods that come, earthquakes that come, all these are just little steps from Allah Ta'ala to wake us up. It's a wake-up call. in Quran Sharif, Allah says, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. We make them taste, not the actual punishment, just a taste. One is you have a meal, one if you just have a taste. So we just make them to taste of a small punishment, not the big punishment. And the, why also that small? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. They go in reverse gear, that we went, we've gone in the one-way lane, no entry lane we entered. We must go back again. Come in the right lane. Get into the right lane. When you're in the wrong lane, you've got big problems. Get into the right lane. So Allah Ta'ala is just sending this warning that you get into the wrong lane. So when this was the condition of those people, and those remind people to remind them, came to them and reminded them, they told them, and this is a thing which is the natural disposition of people, that they came and remind them how they can come out of their problems, how these floods, famine, earthquakes, how can they stop, how can we come out of it. But then people put the blame on others. We are, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Jazawmullah Khair, on quite a few occasions when we are having meals, whatever, breakfast, lunch, whatever, and sometimes something falls, a glass or something falls. So then people look, then that person say the glass fell. So Hazrat should become quite angry at that time. Why are you saying the glass fell? Is the glass going to fall on its own? Why don't you take responsibility and say, I dropped the glass. I made it fall. We never want to take responsibility. We either will blame somebody else in the house, that the child did this, the wife did that, the husband, that I did it, we don't want to take that responsibility. And anything else also, and the starting point of a person's islah is when he takes responsibility. I am guilty. I am responsible for this. The halat which is in the ummah also, in mankind, if I say, I am the cause of it. And fortunate is that person who whenever he sees good, you come to the masjid, people are making namaz, somebody making tilawat, then you make dua, Ya Allah, by all their goodness, give me also a share. Let me also come right. Let the ummah come right. And oh Allah, save everyone from my harm. But we think opposite, that we are good and others are bad. So till we don't realize that I'm bad and I need to be corrected, and no matter who we are, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has said that a person must make this muraqabah daily, even if we become Shaykhul Mashayikh, that hal mein, tamam musalmano mein, Abdul Hamid to sabse battar aur kamtar hai. That presently of all the Muslims in the world, presently, and take your name, Abdul Hamid, that I'm the worst. One friend of ours, he came one day and he reported all his wazifas that he reads. So he said, every day I make that wazifa also. And I say, hal mein, tamam musalmano mein, Abdul Hamid to sabse battar. He had to put his name and he put my name. So Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that Hazrat should make this dua, which is a sunnah dua after eating. Akala ta'amukum al-abrar. So one person who heard it, so he say, thought that Hazrat is making dua for his future da'wat. That Abrar, Maulana Hazrat's name was Abrar, that Abrar must eat your food. So when he had da'wat somewhere, he took his name. And he said, Akala ta'amukum, whatever his name was, Muhammad Yusuf Ismail. So Allah give us proper understanding also. Sometimes our understanding also goes really haywire. So anyway, that we are, I am the worst presently. Or ma'al ke etibar se, as far as death is concerned, the final moment, tamam janwaron mein aur kafiron mein, Abdul Hamid to sabse battar. I am worse than all the animals and all the kafirs also. Now, of course, this prompts a question, that we got iman, how can we be worse than animals, how can we be worse than kafirs also? We got iman. But here we have to have taught, we have to say that we are worse than the kafirs and the animals also. The explanation of that is, nobody knows how this maut going to come. And from time to time we hear that the hardcore kafir. How he also brings iman at the time of death. And just after that he passes away. And who gave us guarantee that our mort is going to be on iman? You can be the biggest wali, sufi, anything. Shaitan, how much ibadat he made. He was muqarram in the court of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, he was promoted. He wasn't a farishta angel. He was a jinn, but he was promoted and kept amongst the malaika. And his nickname was also kept on the scale of the malaika. What a position. But what happened? So we can never ever be thinking that I'm all right. Never look down upon anyone. Never think that's a write-off and I'm all right. That's the most dangerous, slippery ground that a person will be on. So anyway, so we have to be concerned all the time. So when all these difficulties come, hardships, hurricanes, tsunamis, whatever else it comes, then think I'm the cause of it. So these people, when these, they remind us, the Anbiya, or their vicegerents, their deputies went and remind them, those people say, you are the cause of this. And this is another thing which is common also, people who are living their free life, in guna. And now you go and tell them, make tawbah, come right. And then if some problem comes, they say, you see, you are the bad luck. You came here and you brought this bad luck here. We were having a good life. We were watching TV. We were having fun. We were having picnic. No parda, mixing all, talking, laughing. We were, now that you came, now this problem came here. An accident happened. Somebody got sick. It's all your bad luck, they say. So like that, those people say, these righteous people, it's their bad luck. They said, قَالُوا إِنَّا تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ. You people brought this bad luck. قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. All this bad luck is with you, all your actions. Like today, common we have, unfortunately still, how many of our homes, we got a TV, and then on top of the TV, we got a Asmaul Husna. We got Ayatul Kursi, and beautifully in gold it is written. And on that TV, you're watching the worst, filthiest, dirtiest things. And on top, Ayatul Kursi. So that is your jadu. And your all evil that you have made it when you mix the evil like this. Then all this bad things start happening. So it is, so told them, it's you. قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ أَإِنْ ذُكِّرْتُمْ. Think for yourself a little bit. Come to your senses. Can't you think you are doing all the wrong and problems come because of your wrong? Now you're putting the blame on us. Admit, understand, I have done wrong. I made the glass fall. I was clumsy. I didn't handle the glass properly. Whatever, take responsibility. I am the cause. That is the starting point of Islam and good coming to our lives. أَإِنْ ذُكِّرْتُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ. You people are going, transgressing all bounds. You are breaking Allah's laws, left, right and center. And Allah has sent His azab just for you to taste them. It's not the actual azab, even in this dunya, which is azab-e-adna. It's a small little azab reminder. And that also just a taste of it, not even the actual azab. So come right, you must come right. So all this that we think that this bad luck, all this omens, bad omens, etc., with somebody else, or they just happening, it's all our actions, our own actions. Jaise karni, waise bharni. As you do, so will be the like recompense, the like reaction. Jaise karni, waise bharni. If you don't believe, do, and you'll see. As you do good, you'll get good in return. You do bad. Jannat bhi hai, jahannam bhi hai. Jannat is a reality. Jahannam is a reality. No doubt. Na maane, to mar ke dekh. If you don't believe, die. And you will see it there. Hada ma kuntum tu adun. This is what you were promised. Here is it now. In front of your eyes. Now you still want to have doubts. Now you still want to deny it. It will be there in front of all of us. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we understand and they acknowledge our wrongs. Take responsibility for our wrongs. Don't put it on the wife. The wife mustn't put it on the husband. Don't put it on the workers. I am responsible. And in the hadith which I read, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, before the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ayyam jahiliyah, the days of the pagans, paganism, there was too much superstition. And Islam, Allah, for that, even if just for that we sacrifice our everything for our deen, Islam, for our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's a small price we are paying. Otherwise the superstition, how much, what terrible superstition. And what is superstition? Imaginary things. Just what you imagine. It's, there's no reality, it's not even a shadow. Just a figment of your mind, what you're thinking, that is all. Maulana Rafiq, mashallah, one of his kitabs he wrote very nice. In there he quoted that very long ago, even before Darulum Dioban, in the jungles of Dioban, there were gangsters there. And one of the gangsters, Karbu, he was a big gangster. And one night he was walking in the jungles, there were a lot of jungles, trees, the woods. And a stormy night, raining, stormy. And in that one branch of a tree he saw, it looked like the silhouette of a person. And it looked like the opposite gang, their leader. And he's standing with a sword, he's going to kill him now. So he started humbling himself. Please, you know, our fathers, my father and your father, they were good friends. They were in the same gang. Afterwards we separated. So have mercy on me. Don't kill me, etc. Humbling himself. Just then, a lightning flashed. And in the light of the lightning, he saw this is just a tree. Just a branch of a tree. There is nobody. It's not that gangster. It was just his imagination. He was just thinking. Then he became suddenly strong. He said, you think I'm frightened for you? Come, you'll see what I'll do with you. I won't leave a bit of you. I'll make mincemeat out of you. So this is exactly just this imagination we have got. Superstition. And how many people are frightened for superstition? That this will happen to us, that will happen. Just come to reality. Let that lightning of hidayat strike and see reality. Then you won't have to be frightened. A mu'min will never be frightened. But because we got all this, and unfortunately, almost all of us are involved in the superstition, though Allah reward Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he worked and he, what word can we use? He pulled it out of the hearts of the people. So much of superstition there was. But still today we have that. And who got it? Good people. Pious people. Learned people. People in Jamaat work. One person made bayan. And in bayan he's saying, only Allah does. Allah hi se hota hai. Allah hi karta hai. But immediately after that, he had an appointment with the Amil. Now he's gone to Amil Sab for treatment there by Amil Sab. And this Amil's, if not 99.999%, they are fakes. 100% they are fakes. And jadu is a reality. Quran Sharif has spoken about it. But just as the amils are fakes, the jadu the people are making is also fake. Today there is no that strong jadu also. And when you go to these amils, they say that some takaloshi did this or some sangoma. And waliyazu billah, our sheikh, jazahumullah khair, he made ulama in the khanka to read kalima again. They went to such amils who told them that this what they have done, very old and very strong jadu they have made. And the Quran, na'uzu billah, Allah make maaf for even quoting the words, that the Quran is too weak to handle this. And you have to now go to a takaloshi. You have to go to a sangoma. And our sheikh made them read. How can you? Quran Sharif, one ayat, Ayatul Kursi, Surah Fatiha, is more stronger than all these things. And today, as the treatment of it is weak, like Hakims today, we don't get Hakims like that. Doctors, we don't get like doctors of that. The same way the Amils also are like that. And the people who make the jadu are also weak. So it's very, very weak. And we got the strongest army, Quran Sharif. What more we need? And just read the three quls every morning and night. The Tafiqa min kulli shay. If you will be protector of Jadu, imagine Quran Sharif, what it has given us. Jadu, you will be protected. All physical illnesses, heart problems, cancer, you will be protected. Everything, you will be protected. Just read your three quotes. And how long will it take to read the three quotes three times each? What Bismillah hardly takes any time. No money. You don't have to go for appointment. You don't have to wait in the queue. Nothing. You just read it and so many other things for our protection. Allahu Akbar. Ayatul Kursi, you read. Protection. The minute you read Ayatul Kursi, you are protected. And the whole day and the place you read, you are protected. And Allahu Akbar. We are encouraged to read Ayatul Kursi after every namaz. And if a person reads after every namaz Ayatul Kursi, then there is nothing stopping him from entering directly into Jannat, but only maut. In other words, as soon as maut comes, you enter directly into Jannat. There was Bhai Amin of Karachi was the Amir in Makki Masjid. He was originally from Delhi, a very close person of Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullahi. Just a little bit more, inshallah, all this will benefit us. That time, Markaz Nizamuddin was like out of Delhi. Now it's all part of the whole city, everything pulled up. But that time it was a masjid out far away, out of Delhi town. And especially that time the real hub, New Delhi, is New Delhi. There is not the old Delhi. It's a new, it wasn't there before. Old Delhi was the actual Delhi, which we were Chandni Chowk and all that place where the old Delhi, which is more Muslims live in old Delhi. And New Delhi came afterwards, and after that is Nizamuddin, the Markaz. So anyway, this person, Bhai Amin, used to come regularly for Shab Guzari. So after long and close contact, and like any function they had, they should call Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullahi for their function, for every very close contact. Then Maulana one day just put his hand on his cheek and told him, if the beauty garden of Sunnat comes, so wonderful it will be. He got cross with that. He stopped coming. Then those days, Hazrat got ox wagon to made the taxi of ox wagon. And he went to him, and he went, then I tell him, I won't tell you anymore anything, but keep on coming. So he was that person. So anyway, then he became the Amir. And of Karachi, Makki Masjid, he was the Amir there. So his son came some about 7-8 years ago in Jamaat. So his son, Mufti Shahidah. He came and he explained to me. He says, after his mother passed away, he saw his mother in a dream. And she was in the form of a beautiful bird. And then their eyes met and they understood. He knew, this is my mother, this is my son. And then she told that always we were making ta'aleem and we were reading and we were taught that qabar, sawal, jawab, question in the qabar, kiamat's day, all, kul sirat, everything. She said, nothing happened to us. I came straight, we were put in Jannah. So there are those amal in our deen like Ayatul Kursi. Just read after every namaz. Nothing stops you from entering Jannah directly but maut. In other words, maut comes and you are in Jannah. And if you read more than that, Allahu Akbar, it comes in the hadith, which is an approved and fully accepted hadith. A person who will read Ayatul Alhamdu Sharif, Ayatul Kursi, then Shahid Allah, and with it, Ayat, Inna Deena Inda Allah Islam. And then there are the other two ayats, Qulillahumma Malik al Mulk. A person will read these four sets of ayats, Alhamdu Sharif, Ayatul Kursi, and Shahid Allah, what inna Deena Inda Allah Islam, and Qulillahumma Malik al Mulk. A person who reads this after Faraz namazes, which means that those Faraz that have got Sunnat-e-Muakkada after that, and those Faraz that haven't got Sunnat-e-Muakkada, after the Faraz, after the Dua we read it. What are the rewards of this? That firstly, Allah will look at that person 70 times a day with His mercy and kindness. 70 times a day means whole day. And in Arabic language and the Arab 70 is used for kasrat, abundance. So in other words, Allah will be looking at you all the time with His mercy. If we just read this after. Secondly, Allah will give you a place in Hadiratul Quds, which is the top place in Jannatul Firdaus. Not only in Jannat, not Jannatul Firdaus, but the top place in Jannatul Firdaus, Allah will give you a place there. The third is, Allah will save you, or if you can say just to, in our explanation, of all diseases. It comes in one riwayat, 99, of which the lowest is poverty. The other is of 70, and the lowest of it is depression. So 99, 70, in other words, all diseases Allah will protect you. And the fourth is that Allah will protect you against your enemies. And in fact, Allah will give you the upper hand over your enemies. Not only will protect you, but He will give you the upper hand over them. You know, court cases you have to fight. You don't have to get protection from some gangsters and you have to pay protection fees. You don't need security around you. This is what we need. So Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. So in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how He scraped it out from our hearts. La adwa. There is nothing like being contagious. A thing is contagious. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam negated it completely. One report came that where in the 18th, some disease spread out. Beginning of the 20th and 1917, somewhere there. And they were blaming everything on germs. Then they did a test, and the germs, they put it into healthy people. Nothing happened to them. All what those people were coughing, they collected when you cough all day. They put it on healthy people, nothing happened. 5-6 things, nothing happened to those people. So all this contagious. Some sahaba came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, one camel that was ill, sick, and it mixed with the other camels also became sick. So that means there is contagious, the disease is contagious. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam asked the first camel, where did it get its sickness? And the others got, all didn't get. So if it is contagious and it was with all of them, why didn't all become sick? Yeah, in our house till now, we have regularly, person got flu, he's coughing, he's sneezing, everything, and whole family is around. And nobody else gets sick. So one person gets sick. So if it was contagious, everyone should get sick. So there is nothing like that. Allah reward Hakim Yusuf, Rahmatullah Ali, who was in Hepworth. He explained, he says, it isn't that things are contagious. What is, so to say, contagious are the habits families have got. Like we say, that heart problem is hereditary. Parents got heart problem, children also got. It's not the heart problem that is hereditary. The habit which they got. In that house, the parents eat lot of chocolates, lot of food which blocks the heart, the arteries, and then the children naturally also. So it is that which brings that same disease also. We say that sugar is hereditary in this family. Parents got sugar, children also all got sugar. It's not that it is the sugar disease, diabetes, which is the hereditary. It is the parents got the habit of eating lot sweet things. So the children also are eating. So because they also eating sweet, and therefore now the children also getting diabetes. So Allah, Nabi Ali Salat, and a person who lives under this, once there was a radio program very many years ago, in which they said that we see that an effect here in South Africa, perhaps throughout the world, that the people who are living in elite areas, wealthy people, build up smart houses, cleanliness to the T, everything, they getting sick. And if you go in the squatter camps, nobody's sick there. So they ask why? They say because they got germs which protect them. And we killed all the germs which have to protect them. When all our cleanliness, and we want so much of cleanliness, those germs which have to protect us, we kill them all. Our defense, we remove the defense. And we remove the fence of the house. So now your defense is gone. Now the crook's going to get in by you. So then they said that those people who are living in the squatter camp, they're living happily. You don't hear of all this. Now with corona, in the squatter camps, they didn't know what's corona. And the taxis are not filled, double filled. And the houses, how they live. But they're living happily. And all who are getting corona, all the people who are taking all the precautions, all the masks they are wearing, and with the mask, their weakness of iman got unmasked. When they wore the mask, they proved, and they got the weakness of iman got unmasked. That by the mask, they proved that we got weakness of iman. So anyway, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and if a person gets this in his heart, our yaqeen on the words of a Nabi Salah Adwa, you save yourself of unimaginable problems, expenses for all this year, all this protocols, all this thing. You live a natural life. You're living naturally. You come to masjid, you got no fear. You meet with people. In this corona, there was one alim of Peter Maritzburg, and his parents, both of them got corona. And he was making their khidmat, but they became more ill. He had to hospitalize them. He took them to hospital, and at the hospital, he hugged his mother and his father when they went in. There was somebody who saw that our imam sahab, he hugged his parents and they got corona. He's the ustad of our children. He's mixing with our children. He's mixing with the musallis. So they insisted you must go for a test. Because you are so close with all our children, with all the people in the masjid. He went for a test, 100% clear. And how many others in Newcastle, doctor, husband, doctor, wife, they took every precaution. They only stayed in their flat. They didn't move out. Both of them got sick and both of them died also. So it is all in the hands. So la adwa. There is nothing. Take it out of you. Live a natural life. And that is how the ummah lived all along. Secondly, wala la adwa wala priyara. Wala priyara. And this, the Arabs here, they practice that any important work they had to do, a court case, going on journey, big business deal, then they would let a bird fly. If it flew in the right direction, then it's going to be good, everything. There will be success. And if it flies in the left direction, there is going to be harm. We shouldn't do this here. So the bird is flying how according to the wind. The aeroplanes also, till today, aeroplanes fly according to the wind that is. And the levels also, they go higher or lower according to the atmospheric pressure that is there. If they have to go in, what they call that, where there is no wind, then the whole plane just drops down there. So the bird, they learned all this from the bird. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٍ. Allah says you have got, and all this, they learn their lessons from the animals. So the bird knows, so the bird according to that is flying. It's got nothing to do with your court case being successful or anything. And the same way with birds, how many superstitions we still got today. Traveling on the road and the cat runs across, we're going to meet up with an accident. Now, whose control is of the accident? Allah alone. Wahdahu la sharik. Now we took out that whole absolute power of Allah, we took it out and we put it in a cat. Where the cat has got power? How can the cat cause an accident to happen? And the cat saw a mouse on that side when your car was coming in the light, so it's running for its rosy before the mouse runs away, it ran across. And at night we hear the cat meowing. And like with pain and like crying the cat, we say, Abad, in the morning, we're going to get news somebody passed away. Now, the cat is giving birth to her kittens. She's going through childbirth. That's her problem. That's why she's crying. And what she say? That the cat is going to kill somebody. The cat is the cause of somebody dying now. And a muwahid. A mu'min, a muwahid who believes in the oneness of us. And we got this belief and still today it is with us. Some time ago, one good friend of ours, he has passed away. Allah give Jannah to all our marhumin. When he was getting married, now they had lot contact with all the bapus, and all the armies and all that. So he went, so he told him, on your wedding day, the morning, you must be living on a farm. And a farm's big yards they had. A black fowl, you must kill it with your car. You drive your car and you must put the fowl there and kill it. Now everyone fights for its life. An ant fights for its life. A fly fights for its life. Everyone. Now that fowl fighting for it. And he's going with his car now this way, that way. More than Kialami racetracks also. The sharp bends here, up, down, here, and there. And that bird screaming and it's going this way. What is he now? Wedding morning. You have to make it 2 rakats namaz for goodness of your wedding, now doing all these things. And this is actual facts which we know. And how many more must be what and what people do. One time, quite some time ago, I was working in the office in the madrasa. Sunday morning, it was like a rainy day, like a hazy. And one doctor came, friend of mine, and early in the morning, I think it was 7, 8 o'clock. And he told me that he went to one amil, and the amil says that his mother is making jadu on him, etc. So, and he was very hurt. And he said, I know my mother, and I know how she loves us, and where she's going to make jadu. So I told him, it's very easy. Well, you just go and lay a charge at the police station of defamation of character. And then, but before you go and lay the charge, go and tell that amil, I'm going to the police station to lay a charge of defamation of character. I don't think it was 5 minutes that Amil was with him, they came to me. And he said, tell him not to go. He said, you know, we haven't got 100% proof. We think it is like this. And according to our assumptions, we work in there. So they how many homes they have broken out. And it's happening till now in good people, learned people, people who speak of Iman and Yaqeen. And we get involved in all this. We speak of Tawheed, oneness of Allah. And we get involved in all this. And when you go to the amils, one common trick they have got, they will burn loban or anything else, some coal, and then the smoke will rise. Then they tell, look in the smoke and you'll see who's making jadu on you. You will see the picture. Now the brain works funny, funny things. Hey, now tiles are more over-splained, but not long ago, tiles generally that was in the fashion, that was in the market, with all patterns on it. Now if you look at that tile, then also you will see, oh, you can make out funny things. You make out a bird there, you make out a snake there, all funny things. The same way with our musallas. Many masjids still have got lot designs in their musallas. Now instead of concentrating on Allah, how many musalli is looking at that pattern? And he's making out this in that pattern, he's making out that in that pattern, and what you can make out in that pattern. And many fights took place in the masjid. The people say, you put this musalla, but there's a dragon on there in there. There's this in there. There's this in there. And now mutawallis are fighting with the musallis. And every masjid, there is definitely that one musalli who's got it in for the mutawallis. And they're causing problems every time. So you say, what kind of musallas you put? So much money you spend of the community and you put this kind of musallas here. Or the tiles on the mihrab. But also all the funny and person, his mind. So in that smoke, you got in your mind, so and so is making jadu. For whatever is. So you're going to see that picture. It's what, not what is in the smoke, what is in your mind, you're going to see. So you see it there. Now you say, he showed me, I saw it with my eyes, that this one is making jadu, that one. So all these tricks are unlimited tricks they have got. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, jazallahu anna muhammadan, ma huwa ahlu, how he removed it from us. That all these things, there is nothing like this. That will take it out from you. Your iman, yaqeen on the oneness of Allah. And also remember, how much our iman is weak on Allah, so much it is strong on all these things. How much our iman is strong on all this jadu, superstition, all imaginary things, so much our iman is weak on Allah. We talk about Allah, oneness and the qudrat of Allah, but the inside the iman is not there. So we must have that completely. Wala priyara, wala safara. And the month of Safar also, people hate always that it's a month, no barakat in this month, it's an empty month. Or this month, Allahu Akbar. Our old ladies, I don't know now, but when we were small, we knew that they should say that the month of Safar, very hard on the man. And for that, you must give sadqa. And those ladies specified the sadqa also. It was half a meter calico, one loaf bread, 6 eggs, that you have to give to the poor. Then you won't suffer from the evils of this month. Time is Allah's time. Wal asr, Allah made time. Wal fajr, Allah made time. And our actions, what we do, is whether there is going to be goodness in the time or whether there is going to be harm for us. It isn't the time is bad. Eh? The time, how many people, they say you mustn't get married in Safar. How many nikahs took place? In Muharram, you mustn't. Muharram is the month of mourning. You can't make khushi, happiness. So you can't. How many nikahs in Muharram? And mashallah, carrying on strong. No problem whatsoever. So all this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, removed it completely. So with this month, make our aqidah strong. That only Allah alone. And for that, the hadith has taught us. Allah give our shaykh, jazahumullah khair, that make 100 times a day zikr of la ilaha illallah. It comes in the hadith sharif, a person who reads 100 times la ilaha illallah, then he will come on the day of Qiyamah with his face shining like the 14th full moon, which means beautiful, radiant, magnificent, handsome. For a woman, extremely beautiful she will be on the day of Qiyamah. And the why? Our mashayikh, Allah reward them, where their minds go. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam compared it with the 14th full moon. So Hazrat explained that the first of the month, when we find it difficult to see the moon, the crescent, and especially for Ramzan Eid, many times a lot of controversies, saw it wasn't seen, it was just there for a little while, who saw it, who didn't see it. So it's just that little, then the moon is there. The moon is not gone anywhere. The full moon is there all the time. But you, according to the sun shining on the moon, only that one tip you can see. Allah's whole nizam of how the sun and the moon in their rotation, kullun fi falaki yasfahun, how they are rotating and how for the system of man, so to see the beginning of the month, we have to look for the crescent. So it's only that one bud. But as the nights go along, by the 14th, 2 weeks' time, the whole darkness is gone out. And now the moon is fully lit up. It's a 14th full moon, which is a symbol of great beauty and great magnificence throughout the world. Muslims and non-Muslims all regard the moon as a great sign of great beauty. So that is how your face will be. So when you make your zikr, that the beginning is you have got darkness in your body. Your atidas are wrong. All this jadu and all the superstition and all that is in you. But as you make your zikr and you are regular with it, if the moon, till the 14th moon, if it stops somewhere, the whole system stops, and we don't go till the 14th moon, we won't get the result. No, you carry on, be punctual with your zikr. And you carry on and with la ilaha, remove all the wrong beliefs. All the wrong practice, my pride, my things of lust, my things of show, and to impress people, remove what la ilaha. And what illallah, put the right. By the 14th, all your bad conditions will go out. And all the right conditions will come. And Qiyamah's day, you'll shine like the 14th full moon. But just do, and 100 times la ilaha illallah is not 2 minutes. And just think lightly, la ilaha illallah. Even if you don't make any movement, la ilaha, I'm removing all the wrong, illallah, I'm just putting the right. Just keep on doing it. By the time your maut come, all your bad conditions, your pride, your jealousy, your lust, your laziness in namaz, your weakness, your stinginess, everything will go out. And all the good qualities will come in. But let us do it. So with this month of Safar coming, let us take these lessons, correct ourselves, and come out. As long as we are living under this imaginary things of superstition, we are just making ourselves weak. And remember that shaitan, with all his efforts, is extremely weak. Allah has declared, "Inna kayda shaytani kana dha'ifa." All the tricks of shaitan are weak. In the hadith, our Shaykh taught us, this is the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah illadhi radda kayda shaytan ila al-wasawis. All praise is due to Allah, that Allah controlled all the planning and plotting of shaitan just to wasawis. Wasawis just like superstition, just an imaginary thing. There is no reality in it. Shaitan has not at all the power as we are sitting here to come pick you up by force and go and take you into a brothel, take you into a vice den somewhere. All he'll come is just put a thought in you. That is all. He hasn't got more power. What should happen to us if shaitan was given that power, that actually he picks us up and goes and put us in haram places? All his power is only so much that wasawis. And waswasa is waswasa. Plural is wasawis. Just an imaginary thing. Just immediately read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And it will go, so weak it is. And we got the strong power of Allah with us. So turn to Allah Ta'ala and correct ourselves. So Allah give us tawfiq that we make our iman, and remember also that if we die and we got yaqeen on jadu, or jadu is there, but the overplay of it. Today what happens? A person has extramarital affairs. Wife comes to know about it. Problems in the house. What you say? Somebody making jadu. They can't see us happy. Anyway, you doing all the haram. And now you're blaming it on jadu. You're not paying attention to your business. You're not buying goods in time proper. You're not sourcing the best and the cheapest. And you're not packing on the shelves. You're neglecting your business. You're going fishing. You're sleeping till late. You're opening your shop late. You're not giving customer service. Now your business has to go down. Now people ask, people are jealous of me, making jadu. It's all your laziness. You're not paying attention. A student is failing in his exam. Parents say people are jealous of us. They can't see our students progressing. The student is not learning. That's his problem. Do what we have to do. We're just blaming all that glass. We're saying it fell down. We're dropping the glass all the time. So don't blame other people. Take the blame. That's the starting point of our Islam. And not only Islam, but great goodness in our lives will come if we correct our... So this month of Safar, which we say is an empty month, but it is filled with goodness, with great goodness. Take out all the wrong things, bring all the right things, and see then for whole our life, public life, private, business, ibadat, masjid, everything, rosy, rosy, magnificent, wonderful it will be. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.